In this bulletin, environment experts to meet to discuss recovering wildlife populations decimated by bushfires, air quality to remain at a hazardous level across much of Victoria, and in cricket, Australia defeats India in the one-day international opener in Mumbai. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Environment experts will meet today to discuss rehabilitating koala and other wildlife populations affected by the devastating bushfires. Millions of dollars has been pledged to protect koalas after graphic footage of the species caught in fires aired across the globe. Environment Minister Susan Lee will meet Australia's Threatened Species Commissioner Dr. Sally Box and other experts in Canberra. It follows the federal government's announcement of a $50 million program to support wildlife recovery, with over 1 billion animals believed to have perished in the fires. Much of Victoria is again waking to a thick layer of smoke, with hazardous air quality alerts forecast to be in place all day. Victoria yesterday recorded the worst air quality in the world, with smoke from the East Gippsland bushfires spreading across the state. Rain and cooler weather later tonight is predicted to bring air quality to a moderate level by Thursday. Until then, Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton is urging people to minimise their exposure to smoke.
The vulnerable groups that we're most concerned about are children 14 and younger, people 65 years and older, and those with pre-existing medical conditions, heart disease, lung disease, or even diabetes. Those individuals need to make sure that they have a plan in place to look after their health. They might need to check in with their GP. They can call nurse on call at any time. Obviously, if they're in real strife, they need to see their GP or call 000.
An Israeli court has delayed the extradition of a former school principal wanted in Australia for dozens of sexual assault charges. Jerusalem's district court has granted Malka Leifer's attorney's request to question a psychiatric panel's ruling that Ms. Leifer had lied about suffering from a mental illness. Hearings in the case are now expected in February or March, further delaying Ms. Leifer's extradition to Australia for trial for over 74 sexual assault charges. Manny Wax from Colvoz, a sexual abuse victims advocacy group, is accusing the defence of doing everything possible to delay the extradition.
We need to care about those whom Malka Leifer has allegedly, sexually and repeatedly abused. And from our perspective, that's what needs to happen. We need to expedite the situation as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, the defence have made it very clear from the very beginning that they are going to do everything they can to ensure that this will take as long as possible. And this is exactly what they're doing.
Britain, France and Germany have triggered the dispute resolution clause in the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. It's the biggest step European powers have taken since Iran defied its nuclear commitments. Under the agreement, international sanctions against Iran were lifted in return for the country reducing its uranium enrichment. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says the mechanism is not about imposing sanctions.
The aim of this mechanism is to resolve issues relating to the implementation of the agreement within the framework of the Joint Commission. I think it has to be clear that the objective is therefore to find solutions and return to full compliance within the framework of this agreement.
European signatories have tried to keep the nuclear deal from collapsing since 2018, when United States President Donald Trump withdrew from the agreement. To cricket, and Australia has defeated India by 10 wickets to record the team's highest ever one-day international victory over the hosts. Batsmen David Warner and Aaron Finch both scored unbeaten centuries for Australia in the Mumbai series opening win. Warner made 128 from 112 balls, while Finch made 110 off 107, with the pair's unbeaten 258 run score the highest ever for any one-day international against India. Australia leads the series one match to India's zero, with two matches still to play. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 36. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 28. Smoky with afternoon showers and a possible storm in Melbourne, 34. Hobart, hot in a possible storm, 31. Smoke haze in Canberra and 33. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 25. Much the same in Sydney, 27. Also partly cloudy in Newcastle, 27. Showers and a possible storm in Brisbane, also 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And similar conditions in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.